It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on the show. You're more than welcome. Yeah, Lee Rushman's doing pretty good for himself. He's doing all right. She was an athlete. What did she play?
Well, she is a heptathlon athlete for Canada. She used to run track at Wisconsin, but she's an Olympian for the great country of Canada.
Oh, she won't win anything.
Well, she's coming off an Achilles tear, so you're probably right.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the Summer Olympics. Canada doesn't win. They only win stuff in the Winter Olympics.
Well, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they medal in the Summer Olympics, but she won't be competing in
they
Paris.
They only have like 2 weeks of summer.
Right, when is the Paris Olympics? Is it 2 years? What is it? 2 years from now?
It's this summer.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah, she won't. She tore her Achilles a couple months, maybe 6 months ago, so she won't be competing. But yeah, Adley Rushman, if he doesn't get to go to the All-Star game because Volt Maldi takes over, he'll be able to spend his time off well.
It's fine. He'll be there. I'm pretty sure Major League Baseball steps in.
No, you can't. The fans, you have to honor the fans.
No.
It's a fan event.
Sorry, fans. This was a joke.
It's a fan event.
No.
Yeah, I remember one time when the Reds had, like, the whole infield got voted in, and they were not the best. I've seen it happen before. That was a lot harder.
Yeah,
you had to go to the game. You had to actually go to the game to vote. Now you get to vote five times if you're just sitting there somewhere sifting through porn in your bedroom. Then you can take some time off so you can just, you know, vote five times in the All-Star game. It's a little different commitment level. Back then we had to go. You had basically Scantron punch. Cards you had to punch out. You had to be at the game to get your vote in. And one man, one vote. Which is the way the founding fathers of the MLB All-Star game, I think,
one really man, one vote?
It. Yeah, they wanted it that way.
As opposed to an electoral college?
Yeah, they didn't. Because if there's an electoral college, Maldi has no chance.
No.
He's got to try to get a popular vote.
No, all he's going to get is, well, the Chicago vote.
The good people. The good people of New Hampshire, the land of probably different types of farmers markets, the country, the state of raw milk, the state of nice flowers.
What's raw milk?
Yeah.
Well, raw milk is like an underground treat. It's not pasteurized.
Is that what he meant?
It's right out of the cow's
teeth. Yeah, raw milk.
Oh, right out of right
it's
out of
like
the bucket.
It's like a farmer's market type thing. But it's not pasteurized, so it's like a no-no. You're not supposed to sell it. But there's an underground
better
market
drink
for
it right away.
There's an underground market for it. They
I'm
say
not
it's
drinking
delicious.
Warm milk.
Right out.
Just
right
get right
out
on the teat, Bill.
We've been, look, as a kid, you go to those I forgot what they're called, these petting zoos, and there might be a cow there. Hey, you want to come milk the cow and taste the milk?
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
Never was in on that.
Nope. Not going to do it. Let's get SMU Sonny is here. What up, SMU Sonny?
Hey, good morning, guys. U.S. Open week. We're playing golf this week. I got the boys with me right now. Tennyson Park represent. We're going to play Pine Dunes east of Dallas and Tyler. I wanted to call and see. It's a big week for Bryson. He's played well in Augusta and then at the PGA. Are y'all starting to come around on Bryson? I feel like people are starting to like him more. And then who do y'all like for U.S. Open this week?
Yeah, I don't know that I love because I don't know that Pinehurst is. I liked him a lot because that was a longer course, and so is Augusta, Sonny. But this is postage stamp greens. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that this is perfect for him, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I'm concerned too.
You're concerned about it?
Yep, about the greens.
I had a sleepless night.
This is not going to be his kind of move.
I'm glad we're discussing this today because I couldn't get to sleep last night thinking about it. So.
I am a little bit concerned about the fact that they have now taken Maldonado off the All-Star.
Oh.
So you have to vote him in. You have to
handwrite. They took him off the.
It has to be a written vote because Corey Lee is on there.
Oh, they put Corey Lee on
there.
They
put Corey Lee on
there. That's what they should.
They've taken Maldonado off.
Yeah. as well they should.
Well, the White Sox were in the middle of doing the Astros a favor until, you know, they became the White Sox. You talk about blowing late leads. They're 4-0, I think, in the ninth inning. Gave up a four spot and then gave up a grand slam in the bottom of the 10th. So in a span of, let's say, 35 minutes, it went really poorly for the Astros last night, and Corey Lee and Maldi didn't help matters last night against the Mariners.
But the greens are a concern.
I thought, which, what are we talking about again? Golf or baseball?
We're golf. We just drifted into
Maldi. We didn't just drift in there. Talking about
the conversation drifted in that direction. Get back to what were you saying about the greens? Are they laser zoja or just zoja?
I'm playing laser zoja today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the postage stamp greens? Because they're not big.
No, they're pretty big over there. Highland Pines. They are bigger at Highland Pines than And they're crowned. I'm not sure this is the best place for Bryson. I think you got it to go with the usual suspects. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele.
Top five Xander? I know he won one.
Ludwig Oberg. Mm-hmm. Are you going
to
take him?
Let's talk about something more important. Are you going to need a driver again like the last time we saw you out at Highland Pines?
Am I going to need...
Are you gonna need another driver?
I know.
An actual driver, not a golf club?
Yeah. Oh, you mean somebody to drive me home?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to need somebody to drive me home.
Okay.
No.
Respect, though, because John set that up in advance. He already knew his game.
I know my game.
He knows himself. He's self-confident. He's self-assured, but he's also self-aware. And he said, you know what?
I'm going to be drinking all day.
I'm going to get somebody to drive this morning. And he was able to talk a guy into driving him out there.
Well, Michael was there anyway. He said, I'm going to be there anyway.
Well, he didn't say he was going to be there at that time.
He said, no, he didn't. He actually said, and I tried to talk him out of it. He said, no, I'll pick you up.
Just give him a little something for gas money?
I gave him something.
We're good. We're good, Del.
Yeah. I mean, you're damn right.
Try that with me. See what happens.
Always. Well, you wouldn't have picked me up?
I wouldn't have driven you. I wouldn't have done any of that. I'm like, what's that? Nah, I got stuff to do. I'm working. You figure it out.
By the way, we didn't even mention I didn't go out there because I'm not supporting terror.
Okay.
Okay. I did not go out to the Live tournament.
I'm not supporting terror.
Okay.
Terror at the golf course?
Yeah.
Right?
No, I
respect it.
John Rahm hurt his foot out there. He hit a shot and he hurt his foot.
If you hurt your foot and no one's watching on TV, does it count?
There was a video of it.
People saw him hurt his foot.
Did they see it live or did they just see it through a viral video?
Well, yeah.
Wasn't it on CW39?
It was on 39.
Hey, how about you meet the team? We run promos for that.
What do you think's bigger right now?
Lance.
What do you think's bigger right now, WNBA or golf?
Golf. And Liv specifically.
He hasn't answered.
When we promote it. On our station, Live Golf is big.
Yeah. No, Live Golf is huge when we promote it. Yes, that's a good point, Del.
I'm not sure.
We do promote it.
I've watched.
But do we right now?
Yes, we promoted this tournament. Yes.
Yes, that's good.
It's your damn.
But what I'm saying is the tournament's over.
Well, that's true. The tournament is over.
Thank you. Who won?
Xander Schauffele. He's in the PGA. No, I don't know. Somebody with shorts on.
Yeah, somebody with shorts on did win.
Who did?
I don't even know. I don't even care.
Mr. Golf over here doesn't even know.
I saw it. I don't know. Who.
Somebody with blood diamonds or whatever.
Yeah, somebody that's supporting terrorists.
Yeah, they've got a huge bank account.
They do. Yeah.
Somebody who's like, it's like we're playing and it doesn't even matter.
Business is good.
It's got to feel...
Terror business is good right now.
No, the terror business pays. But do you, especially if you're a golfer, but do you, like, it's got to feel bad that you don't matter, really. But your bank account is huge. It's kind of like probably being Bradley Beal with Washington for years. I'm making a lot of money, but I don't like...
Would you rather be the Bradley Beal in Phoenix who gets slandered for being bad in the playoffs?
No, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's better, but he doesn't perform at a high level. But at some point, if you're making a bunch of money, it probably doesn't... You're like, yeah, this isn't what my life... I don't know, all the money in the world, I got the money. Something's missing here. Yeah, like mattering?
Well, Live
Golf doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, but you got to have a huge paycheck.
Well, I don't know how they do it in Live. I know they have teams, but Carlos Ortiz was the best player over three rounds.
Who won here previously at the Shell Houston Open. Mm-hmm.
It was huge for Carlos's. Alcaraz and Ortiz had a massive weekend.
Carlos Ortiz won. That's right. I couldn't remember. I don't care. I've watched literally since Liv's inception 10 minutes of Liv golf ever. And then I felt
And you
bad.
Love golf.
And then I took a shower.
And you watch golf on TV.
I love golf. I love PGA golf, though. I'm not going to support the Liv because it's ruining my sport.
And you also don't like men A-holes. Wearing shorts out at the course.
No, no. I don't even like to wear shorts.
But you did it our tournament.
Me and Jack Nicklaus, we wear long pants to
not
play.
Now. Not with the heat now. You
I
don't.
Know, but I still like it. I don't like wearing shorts at the golf course.
Pros need to dress like pros.
Like pros. Yeah. Act it. If you dress for the job you want.
It's not... But it's not a job for you. You're out there recreationally. So why don't you just wear shorts?
Else. Doesn't matter.
He's telling everybody else.
I have. So have you worn?
Not him. You.
When's the last time you've worn pants for golf? Since what? March, February of this year.
Oh no, he's done.
Yeah, Marchish.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like to wear pants. I like to wear pants on the course. It's a little harder now. It's a little bit harder.
I like when you wear pants on the course.
You're not dedicated to the game. Why don't you wear pants all the time?
I am dedicated to the game.
No, you don't wear pants in June. Do you wear pants in June?
No.
All right, then. Not dedicated.
Well, because... But here's the deal. Why would you have a live tournament? Because you can wear shorts, I guess. That's the only reason a tournament in Houston in June. Why would you do that to the players?
Scott Fitterman, if he had to play golf on a professional tour, 100% would play live. He is not the senator from Pennsylvania or congressman, whatever. The guy who wears like hoodies, like shorts and hoodies everywhere. They finally had to come up with a dress.
He's about America. He would never play for Liv.
Yeah, he wouldn't. No. He wouldn't. He wouldn't. But if he had to, if dress code, he'd be like, God, I hate to support the Saudis on this one, but.
He'd wear cargo pants on the pro tour. Time for me to talk about Houston Safe and Locked. That's my man, Derek DeSola, who I play golf with. Love Derek DeSola. He and what he's doing and his people are doing over at Houston Safe and Locked and King Safe and Locked. King Safe and Locked is the same thing, okay? Here's what they're doing. You have a business, and you have people coming and going and unlocking doors, and you don't know who it is and who's coming and who's going. Well, he's got pin codes, smart device, credentials, key cards, fobs. You can know. You need to know, especially if you have multiple doors at your business, say 4, 5, 6 doors, whatever the case may be. What's going in and out of those doors? Okay, how is it in the middle of the night? Somebody came into your business, opened the door with the key. No, I mean, you don't know who came and who was there and who wasn't. You need the smart device way with your smartphone or with your fob or your PIN code. That's the way that you need to get your doors unlocked and locked every night. And Houston Safe and Lock can do it all. Houston Safe and Lock or King Safe and Lock, 2 locations, Westheimer and the Beltway, and I-10 and Wirt. And they're going to have that solution for you no matter what your lock problem is. Residential, business, no matter what it is, call Derek 713-522-5555 or 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5. Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Car injuries that happen out on the roadways, 18-wheelers. There's some injuries. You know, we all know somebody who has been in an accident on the road. Maybe you're one of those people. Here in Houston, it's very scary because you get hit by a car and the car starts swerving and you go across lanes and you're going to hit that concrete barrier, and then you don't know the cars that are coming, you know, if they're going to smash into you. Maybe you're just going to be someone who is just caught up in something like that happening, and then you get hit from behind by an 18-wheeler or something like that. I mean, any number of things can happen on the Houston roadways. We know that. And if you've been badly injured through no fault of your own, John Daspit wants to work for you and fight for you and pursue justice for you, because if you have been injured on the roadways, you're going to have I'm talking about if you're injured and you need to, you know, get to hospital, you got doctor bills, that needs to be looked at, because a lot of people won't go to the doctor. They feel like, the insurance is just going to be too much, I'm not going to be able to afford it. But that can lead to really, really significant problems down the road. If you're hurt, you're going to go. John Daspit's going to get you to the doctor. They're going to take a look at you, make sure everything's fine. If anything's wrong, they're going to get it fixed, get it taken care of. They'll make sure the insurance pays for it so that you don't have to. You're going to get a fair settlement for your pain and suffering. And then they're going to look out for you on any physical therapy or surgeries that you're going to need to have. It's something that's an inclusive, but it can be exhausting process. And that's why so many personal injury lawyers, they just skip through it, just try to get right to a quick settlement and on to the next one. John Daspit looks out for you and what you're going through, because for you, that's the most important thing in your life, and John wants it to be the most important thing in his law firm's business as well. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joey Loperfido optioned to AAA Sugarland. We suck. We're stupid. We're stupid. I mean, it's just discouraging. It's just discouraging. This decision making. I mean, why would you continue to run Abreu out there? Stop already. Make some adjustments. I mean, put the kid out there. See what he can do. He's a better first baseman. We see him making plays at Sugarland. So I don't know. Can we trust this story about Bill O'Brien?
Well, I think the quotes are pulled from the Chronicle. He talked to the Chronicle.
Our Houston Chronicle?
Yes.
I didn't see it in the Chronicle. Oh, I didn't open up today's.
It was a story, I think, printed digitally. I saw it yesterday in the Chronicle. Yesterday Bill O'Brien talked about.
Oh, I didn't see it.
There was a story in the Chronicle about him. For whatever reason.
I went through the sports page yesterday, but I didn't see it. Here's what Bill O'Brien had to say. In the end, that's not who I am. That's one of my favorite things.
What's not who he is?
That's another lesson learned. I didn't really enjoy being the GM. I didn't enjoy negotiating contracts. In some respects, I lost relationships with some of the guys I was coaching. In my opinion, there's very few guys in the history of football that can ever do that, and they're the greatest of the greats. I feel like I'm a good coach. I feel like I can coach, but those things I'm not great at. I can evaluate talent. I know how to evaluate talent, but I shouldn't be negotiating contracts and things like that in the end. That was a mistake by me. I wish I really didn't do that, to be honest with you.
Mm.
That's honesty. We wish you hadn't also.
Yeah, so the source of this is he was at BC where he's the head coach. He was talking to, I guess, whoever Adam Brenneman is. Next up with Adam Brenneman.
Adam Brenneman is, yeah, former. I wrote him up.
He played
at Penn State. Remember that, Dell? He was a big prospect at Penn State. Then he got hurt, so that's why Brenneman got him on. He was at Penn State under Bill O'Brien, and then he was this big hubbub about him, and then he went to a smaller school after an injury, I think.
So the clip is on YouTube, and I guess he has a podcast as well. So that's where it comes from. So it is real, John. It's not a
No, it's real. I had someone else tell me yesterday that I needed to listen to it. There was some good stuff. I would like to listen to it. I do think Bill O'Brien, you'd have to literally be a I don't even know what the word would be to not recognize your failings.
Stupid.
Yeah, but to recognize. No. But I like how Bill O'Brien is just talking about contract. It's the contracts. I just didn't like doing the contracts. How about the trades, dummy? What about the trades?
There was everything. And I feel like I can evaluate talent. Really? Because the talent here when you left was gone. It was awful. It was terrible. There's nothing about this that you were the worst general manager in the history of football.
Would you like to hear the tone of this? Because he makes it sound like, hey, I was just an innocent bystander.
Yeah, let's hear the tone.
Handed me the job because I was the only one left.
Without a GM, really, myself and another guy did it. And then there was a year where they were like, well, we're just going to, make you the GM. So in the end, that's not who I am. That's another lesson learned, right? Like, I didn't really enjoy being the GM. I didn't enjoy negotiating contracts. I in some respects, I lost relationships with some of the guys that
Pause. Well, yeah. Well, how about keeping Chris Olsen?
Yeah.
If you don't enjoy negotiating contracts, then just let the guy who's done it for decades negotiate contracts.
Wow. Chris Olsen. No. He couldn't keep. That's right. But Chris Olsen was not along for the company ride.
Hold on. Did Chris Olsen quit?
Chris Olsen did not quit.
Huh.
But Chris Olsen was actually a voice in the room that was like, wait a minute. We're doing what? No. We can't trade D-Hop for what? Mm-hmm. No. What are we doing here?
How about being able to have discussions with people who have counter arguments and working Bill? I mean, this is so disingenuous. This whole, I didn't like to negotiate contracts. You had a really good contract negotiator on your staff, and you iced him because you were treating him like these dictators who get rid of political opponents.
Yeah.
That's who Bill O'Brien was. Anybody that he or Jack Easterby thought was a political opponent in the building, I mean, and you could have been, you were guys doing jerseys. Like uniform guys are getting whacked.
Equipment guys.
Secretaries whacked across the board.
Lifelong had been with the organization from its inception. They were firing because
they weren't their guys.
They weren't their guys.
They weren't their people. So they were.
Jack Easterby wanted everybody in that building he hired. Mm-hmm. He wanted every single position that they owed him something. That's what he wanted. And that's what he was creating.
He was a sneak. But Bill O'Brien does not get out of this because Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby led the charge to get rid of Brian Gain, who was the general manager. This whole thing, I didn't want to be GM. They made me, they held a gun to my head, basically, and made me GM. I didn't want to negotiate contracts. That's not me. That's not who I am. You guys iced Brian Gain. You ran a campaign to get rid of Brian Gain. You did that. Don't tell people you didn't want to be GM. Now, I appreciate the fact that you weren't good. I do appreciate that. Let's hear more of the tone where Bill was just an innocent bystander who was just run over by the GM trained it, because Cal is known for running people over. So I'm sure it was Bill just wanted to coach, but then Cal said, no, you're going to be GM, Bill, because you heard him say that. He goes, Bill, Jack, you guys are the GMs, okay? Make it work. I'm not gonna hire a GM. I know you don't want to be GM, and you didn't get rid of everybody just so you can incorporate all the power. So I am going to tell you, you have to do it. Because that's what Cal does. He takes a firm stance, and he says, you're going to be the GM, Bill, or you can get your ass out of here. One of two things is going to happen. You and Jack Easterby are going to be the GMs, or you're both gone. Because that totally sounds like something
that's
Cal would
exactly
say.
What Cal's on.
Yeah.
Opinion. Yeah. Real quick, guys, I have a free one.
I just got hit with the ad in the middle of the thing, so I'll have to skip through that. But Bill, very conciliatory, saying, hey, I'm just a guy who wants to coach football, so here we go.
You know, because I was also, I didn't really enjoy that.
Mixing
in my opinion, there's very few guys in the history of football that can ever do that.
Yeah.
And they're the greatest of the greats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like I'm a good coach. I know how to coach. I think you guys know that. But those things I'm not great at. I can evaluate talent. I know how to evaluate talent, but I shouldn't be negotiating contracts and things like that. So in the end, that was a mistake by me, and I wish I really didn't do that, to be really honest with you.
We do too.
I said, you know, Bill Belichick, he was great at it.
For a time.
You know, Andy Reid, I know he's got Brett Veach, but, you know, those guys, you know, Vince Lombardi, those guys,
it's a short list.
It's a short list. And so, like, you know, I just think that for me, keep the main thing, be a coach. And that's what I love to coach. I love to be in this meeting room and be the coach. We did some, look, when we were running it at the Houston Texans, yeah, we made some controversial decisions, but, you know, we made some good decisions too. We traded.
Whoa.
I paused it. Do you want to guess what he?
He's going to say trading two first round picks.
I was going to let you guys guess what you think he's going to
say. He's not going to say the D-Hop trade.
No, he's going to say
Laramie Tunsil.
He's going to say the Tunsil trade where he didn't get a contract done in advance.
By the way, I talked to Trent Williams the other day, and I was like,
"Where was he?
He was at Wildcat. He plays at Wildcat all the time." And it was maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And I was like, dude, we were pushing hard for you. Instead of giving up all those picks for Laramie, you're sitting there. And he was like, man, we were close. He said, we were close to doing a deal. And he said, it just went. Can you imagine the difference? Not giving up all the – Miami would still
was
suck.
Chris Olsen there at the time? He might have been there at the time. Yeah, Chris Olsen would have been there.
I'd like to thank you giving Miami the versatility to draft the likes of Jalen Waddle and others. Yeah, thank you for giving them that versatility.
If we had those picks
we helped rebuild your entire – but we needed a left tackle, but at the same time
– Trent Williams is still the best in the game.
Right. And you don't trade two first-rounders for a guy who doesn't throw touchdowns. And frankly, you don't throw it for a guy – you don't give it to a guy who doesn't catch touchdowns.
And, by the way, a guy whose contract was coming up.
Yeah, you redo the contract You give up a first. I would have understand a first and a contract that's done instead of rebuilding Miami.
So let's hear what
Bill
O'Brien.
It's got to be that.
So let's hear it.
He did some top picks for Laramie Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil is one of the greatest left tackles in the history of the game, in my opinion. He still plays.
Greatest left tackle in the history of the game?
No.
Okay.
He's a really good one. He's not one of the greatest in the history of the game. That's too much. You're doing too much,
Bill. I
don't
think he gave up many sacks this past year. Yeah. So there's other examples of guys that we brought in there that were really good players that we made decisions as
David
when
Johnson.
I was general manager or when I was doing it with somebody else. So it wasn't like it
was
all
somebody
terrible.
Else?
Now,
he's
you know,
not
the media narrative is it's terrible.
Trust me, I know.
His guys just left.
Is he Voldemort or whatever?
Well, those are his guys. So.
No, Jack is he who shall not be named.
Voldemort. Oh, you're talking about Jack Easterby.
Yeah,
you don't mention the guy's name.
You can't mention his
name. You invoke his name. There's nothing you can do after that.
What's his name?
You can't dead name Jack Easterby.
The book you read?
I didn't read Harry Potter.
Oh, you didn't read Harry Potter?
Look at the nerd coming after another nerd. No, apparently, I'm nerdier than you.
It's always embarrassing.
You read Lord of the Rings. How many pages are in those
nerdos.
Books?
So he just said. Trust me, that's the media narrative. I mean, and they got so mad at me whenever I brought up these same questions.
Don't go over this again. We got to talk about.
You see how he kind of wants to battle back still, but he was actually really good.
No, it sucked. Sign Trent Williams.
How about you MFing John Harris, who helped you pass a class at Brown?
Whoa.
A-hole. How about that?
Whoa.
How about you stop treating people like that? How about you quit treating people who work in your staff like told? Is he going to mention that stuff? Did he MFs everyone in the building? They're all terrified of him? Is he going to mention any of that stuff?
How about you talking about QC Kinetics?
God almighty.
Getting but riled
it,
up.
It was probably just the contract negotiations got under his skin. I want to talk about QC Kinetics. I want to talk about somebody who, look, QC Kinetics does an excellent job of diagnosing the issues in your joint because it's really not that hard, honestly. I mean, get you an MRI on the joint, but if you're dealing with chronic joint pain, good chance you've got arthritis working there, and arthritis is going to be that constant inflammation. You feel your knee. If your knee always, the knee that always hurts, your right knee, your left knee, you feel how it's really warm, that's all that inflammation. Man, you need QC Kinetics to get in there. They take the body's healing power, natural healing power, they concentrate it, they put it back into the joint. So it's called regenerative medicine, and it regenerates lost tissue and restores damaged tissue in your joint. So if it's your knee, your hip, your shoulder, your back, whatever it is, it can really do an amazing job of reducing inflammation. And you know, that's what you say, well, that's what steroid shots does. But it does it through regenerating and restoring the damaged tissue. That's the difference. It's not just made to reduce inflammation. It's getting healthy tissue. It's regenerative medicine. It's totally different than that Band-Aid that is a shot or the surgery with the downtime away from work and the drugs that you're going to have to take and the pain medicine you're going to have to manage. We're talking about lasting relief that is extremely effective. QC Kinetics. There's four locations in the Houston area. Set up your consultation online, QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Please,
am I? Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. So give her the gift of the perfect outdoor space with some new patio and deck furniture, like the Stylewell Park Point 4-piece patio set, a stylish and comfortable place to entertain when she wants to or relax when she needs to get away. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Shop outdoor furniture like the Stylewell Park Point 4-piece patio set right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, here we are again, and
I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Hey, time to talk about Kent Jones over at Dream Rig. So we had a caller on yesterday. As a matter of fact, she finished up. What did you learn this weekend? And one, the thing that she learned this weekend was that Kent Jones saved her all kinds of money on her mortgage. It was so good to have Kent Jones behind her. So here's the deal. I know you don't buy a house every day, and that's actually the point. You don't spend that kind of money every day on something, right? This is maybe the biggest investment that you're going to have, and you don't shop your mortgage. I didn't. We bought a couple of houses, and we didn't shop. I didn't even know. I'm like just signing off. Yeah, here. Oh, yeah, this fee, that fee. Oh, your mortgage is going to be this. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. Well, I'm dumb. Don't be dumb like me. Kent Jones is here for you. Shop that mortgage. You got to have that broker that's going to be behind you and doing and working his ass off. He's got only so many clients because he said he can't pay attention to too many. Well, these other businesses have thousands of clients. They put their name on bowl games. That's not Kent Jones. 29 years of business. He's a listener to the show. You'll love him. 713-520-5626. 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, you know, ESPN's talking about Brad Stevens right now and the job that he did with the Celtics, executive of the year. Is he the MVP of the Celtics?
He did a hell of a job.
He did a hell of a job. There's one guy that went from college to the pros that mm-hmm. did pretty damn well.
Didn't stick around coaching.
No.
Like he was there for a while, but not a long, long time. I think it's Dan. So, Dan, you're referencing this because Dan Hurley did not take the Lakers job. It was a lot more money. But
it wasn't a lot more money.
How much is he getting from
UConn? It was only a $70 million deal over 6 years. That he's way short of Monty Williams. He's way short of Steve Kerr. He's way short
It's a lot more money that he's getting at UConn.
Well, he's got a $32 million deal.
Yeah,
at UConn but it was 5 years, I think 32 million.
But you always talk about average per year,
right?
Being the big indicator.
But the knock against the Lakers today is they went cheap.
Well,
if you're going to convince this guy to move across and take a job that literally 3 years is the lifespan of that job, then you gotta woo him. And they didn't woo him with the money.
Well, it's
they
all went guaranteed. Cheap.
It was supposed to be $100 million deal. That's what it was originally. Woj was talking about this huge contract that they were going to give him to change the program, and then it was like he'd be the fifth or sixth highest paid coach.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You're
behind Pop, Kerr, Spoelstra.
Right.
That's not look. The NBA right now, they're a meritocracy on the coaching payments, except for Monty Williams. Which is the one outlier, but he'd be right there with Monty Williams. He's ahead of Budenholzer. He's ahead of Mike Brown, Nick Nurse, Jason Kidd, Doc Rivers. I mean, Quinn Snyder's been Michael Malone.
But
Michael Malone makes $8 million.
Yeah, well, listen, you want to woo the best college coach out there, and you want to change your program? Yeah. Then that ain't doing it.
I don't think that's why he said no.
No.
I don't think making $12 million a year is why he said
no. It wasn't 12, it's 11, but okay.
Well, isn't it 6 to 72?
No, it was 670. It was 670. Yeah, that's 60. That's 11 point something.
I thought it was 6 and 72.
No, it's
regardless.
70. Regardless.
It's a lot of money. It's more than he's going to make at UConn by probably doubles, my guess, per year.
Probably.
It's all fully guaranteed. I think Dan Hurley basically said, it's not about money for me. It's just, it'd be a lot more money, but I don't want to leave. Maybe he didn't want to leave East Coast to go West Coast. Maybe he looked at this as a situation, because that's a big deal too. He's been an East Coast guy, I think, his whole life. That's a big move to go out to Hollywood. Number two, you know, you got to make sure it's the right deal. There's not a rush for Dan Hurley. He's going to be really good. He could take another NFL. Wouldn't shock me if he was in the NBA at some point.
So far, he's turned down Kentucky and the Lakers.
He likes where he is.
Yeah.
He likes where he is, and I think some of that is regional. I think he's an East Coast guy who likes being on the East Coast, and if he's going to move, you know, Kentucky, even though they're the basketball school, you're at a football conference.
Yeah, but that's the basketball
school. But he's in a basketball, he's in basketball mecca. Out east.
It's not a football school. It's a basketball school. So
it's a basketball school, but you're still football conference. But it is the top. I mean, it's top dog there. Yeah.
In America.
Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good one. He didn't take that either. So it's not going to be about money, prestige. All the people think that now his good friend said he was shocked that he did think he might want to take on the challenge because he does like the challenges. But you can still take on a challenge later.
Well, is that a good job? That's the question. And
yeah, I'm not sure it is.
Here is a story from, and I don't know, I forget what word it is. Anyway, a GM says, man, it's not a great job. It's just not the Lakers. First of all, how many? They've had seven coaches since Phil Jackson. They averaged less than 3 years per. The job, the roster after LeBron
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis,
yeah,
is terrible.
Well, they got some guys around there who can play a little bit, but
no, it's terrible. It's not a winning program. The Lakers is not a winning program.
Well, that's why
right
I
now.
Never believed in the idea that just because it's the Lakers and the brand that you just go there. No, the situation's not great. No matter what the brand is, the brand just brings expectations. And it's not a great situation. And frankly, I don't think LeBron at the end of his career is a very good situation to be involved in.
And by the way, the buses now, I mean, they got rid of the little white headband guy from Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Because of luxury tax.
Yes.
Right.
Well,
he just got a tattoo. Caruso. They got rid of Caruso because of the luxury tax.
But he's a good player.
He just got a Kobe tattoo on his leg, right?
I saw that. Such yeah, but he's a good
dumb
player,
tattoo.
Too.
It's a dumb what? Tattoo. You know, Mopey and Mapes discussed this because we felt how dumb it was. Mostly because the story behind Kobe in that picture, it was after his second title. He's in Philadelphia where his dad played. At least that's where he was living at the time. And people considered an iconic picture. You see people post it all the time, honoring Kobe, Mamba mentality, all that stuff. Kobe looks like that because his dad didn't show up to any of the games. His dad didn't show up to any of the games because he was upset that Kobe was with Vanessa, a Latino woman.
So, really?
Yes. Kobe was like, I look like that because my dad wasn't even there at my games. And people are like, hey, I'm going to put that tattoo on my leg. One of Kobe's less than stellar moments, winning a title but contemplating my father wouldn't even come to my games. And Alex Caruso was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it on my leg.
I didn't know Vanessa was Latino.
You didn't?
Uh-oh.
What? I don't. I guess she looks.
Well, that's the story. That oh, Joe, wow. Joe.
And he's got that on his leg. Anyway, the thought is the bus is.
Well,
it's not
story,
a great.
Sure it's, a story.
It's not a great organization anymore. It's just not. They haven't been good. They were good in the bubble, and that's it. Other than that, they let LeBron run roughshod with coaches, coach killer, and it's just. They're devoid of talent besides those two. I mean, it's just not a great place. And he said, you know what? And remember Notre Dame when they couldn't find a head coach? The Lakers are going to find a head coach because J.J. Redick will take it tomorrow, right?
Unless he feels like he's been embarrassed.
Well, yeah.
He'll
get over it.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see. The Lakers aren't Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame, I think there's a cap on whether they can win the highest level, but that's my own college football stuff. They're a team that the pressure is more than maybe the rewards. You go there, and even excluding LeBron from the equation, you're always going to be expected to win. Even if your front office doesn't give you the tools to do it. You can't be bad as a Lakers coach. You're not going to go through a developmental process as a Lakers coach.
ESPN just did a whole, literally their whole show.
It was their whole show.
On Monday.
How embarrassing is that?
Was dedicated to, or no, on Friday.
Friday.
Was dedicated to Dan Hurley. If you don't perform well there, they will dedicate giant chunks of their show to you. Trust me. And if that was a mistake, and it'll happen very, very early. Wasn't a mistake for Dan Hurley to go. It'll be nonstop. Now, maybe you don't care. Maybe the media thing doesn't bother you. But in L.A., I can tell you this from spending time in L.A. the last 10 years. Man, that city loves the Dodgers, but it is still a Lakers town for sure. They still love, love, love the Lakers.
Yeah.
And it's a brand that's never going away from that fan base.
Here's a question before we go to break. Has LeBron killed more coaches or Lance co-hosts?
No, LeBron.
That's close.
LeBron.
We got to go to break.
We have to. Listen.
By the way,
he's on top of the world at UConn, won back-to-back titles, where you got to – how about – I love that coaches leave right after they win championships. You gotta enjoy the fruits of the victory.
He may not love NIL and the way that college basketball is going, but he seems to have a pretty good.
Well, he's the number one coach in America.
Yeah, he has a good situation, and this is not going away. An opportunity in NBA is. He just said this isn't right for me.
That's not right.
That's all he said.
Is there a job that would be right? Is there a better job?
The Lakers in 2 years when they come calling again.
The Celtics, except
Lakers after LeBron's gone.
Yeah,
maybe. the Celtics right now, but you know what? You're gonna have big contracts to come up with.
I'm just joking because it's a really good team that's in the East. I don't know. I think he'd probably like to stay on the East Coast if he had a chance.
Probably. My guess. But
if Tibbs
would you
ever
like to coach
burns
Wemby
out?
Right now?
I think he'd like to coach the Knicks.
Now we're talking.
Oklahoma City?
If Oak goes, I don't want to live there. But I know, but I really don't want to live in San
Antonio
either.
It's a much better job.
Yeah. Oh, no. Either one of those. Oh, if I'm Dan Hurley and I got a shot at that kind of job to have Wemby, you already see how I went for Pop. Pop had Tim Duncan and things, some smart moves with Manu and Tony Parker, smart draft picks. And man, then Daryl Morey passing on Kawhi Leonard and the rest is history.
Yep. The Knicks are,
Pop is now Belichick.
The Knicks are a good story now, but if Tibbs doesn't get over the hump at some point, Dan Hurley, I think he calls Madison Square Garden store south or something like that.
Yep.
He would go there.
Right. Okay. What are the odds that he ends up in the NBA? I think you can probably bet on it at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. And how about all these things that you got with MyBookie that you don't have with other bookies? Early cash out. You decide when you're going to cash out or you can let it ride. Early cash out on parlays. You can stop your parlay and say, no. I want this the end right now. Daily odds boosts on lots of games and props so you can increase your potential winnings. Quick bet settlement. Say goodbye to waiting. Lightning fast settlements. Live game lines. Okay. Are you into cryptocurrency? They take crypto deposits too. And they even have a casino with live dealers on blackjack, roulette, and lots of other games. It really is incredible. You don't need to, you can bet anytime, anywhere. You can bet it in your kitchen. You can bet it in your living room, in bed, wherever. You can do it in your underwear. Okay. I know somebody else somewhere else where you can do it in your underwear. You can do this in your underwear. You can do anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Get your bonus deposit with that first deposit at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 975. Come celebrate Father's Day this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf. Unlock your ultimate wedge play with Vokey SM10 wedges, made for lower flight, improved feel, and maximum spin. And from Bushnell, the new Tour V6 Series laser rangefinders provide you the most accurate distances in golf, now $50 off. Shop with us for Father's Day in-store or online. Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf. Get there!
Gran Centenario Tequila and Football are the perfect recipe this summer. Mix 2 ounces Gran Centenario Tequila with 2 minutes of stoppage time. Stretch the field, crash the box, look off the keeper. Nutmeg, optional. Shake the stadium, pour out your heart, leave it all on the pitch. Serve to friends and family, and get ready for the next round. Ah, Gran Centenario, the official tequila of Copa America, the Mexico national team, and the summer of football.
Gran Centenario Tequila, 40% alcohol by volume. Próximo, Jersey City, New Jersey. Must be 21 or older. Please drink responsibly.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Texas. At Jackpot.com, you can now buy your favorite lottery games, including Powerball, Mega Millions, Pick 3, Lotto Texas, and more, right from your phone. Go to Jackpot.com, choose your lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, use promo code Texas to get a free ticket with your first play. Go to jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com.
It's Marry Me Month. It's June. Get that ring. Go to Zadig Jewelers. I know you don't know what you're looking for, but they've got the top brands. They've got people in the building who will help you, who can help you with, you know, what the latest trends are, what the things that she's going to absolutely love. Maybe your future fiance wants to come in with you. It's kind of a done deal, so you're going to go in and pick it together. That's fine as well. But if you want something made, something special that you have in mind, you've seen a ring before that you loved, you want to take something off of your mother, your grandmother's ring, a family heirloom, and have it melted down and constructed into a new ring. Anything that you can conceive of, Zadig can do. They have master craftsmen right there in the building. But if you want something that's already ready to go, top-of-the-line diamonds shine that are beautiful. They've got a second floor, bridal floor, that is made just for you. It is phenomenal, and she is going to love it. And right now, when you spend $5,000 on an engagement ring, you're going to to get a $1,000 gift card on top of it. You spend $10,000, you get a $2,000 gift card on top of that. $2,500 gets you a $500 gift card. Marry Me Month is this month, so check in for your options of diamond jewelries and engagement rings at Zadig Jewelers at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We're already late, and Bomani's coming up in 7 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Because you guys just have to keep on talking and talking.
You wouldn't shut up about the Lakers.
Cesar Salazar is in San Francisco, expected to be activated by the Astros today. Joey Loprofito being sent down. So did you see Chuck on in the intermissions of the hockey game yesterday?
I saw.
You saw what?
No, we can't.
No, we can't hear you though.
I saw clips that I was scrolling through. I didn't see hear the sound.
He dropped an F-bomb on Sportsnet. Yeah, Bobrovsky was bleeping amazing. I'm sorry. He was freaking amazing. I apologize to all you kids at home. but Chuck said, you know what? He might join the hockey team, the hockey crew. He says he watches all the time. Messier.
Well, some would argue when he does March Madness that it's the same thing. Like, especially his first couple of years doing March Madness where he didn't know. He really didn't know anybody, any teams. I just know that what I'm seeing out there is bad basketball. You don't have to know the players to know that the basketball is bad. So whoever the blue team is, that's terrible. And the red team's playing good basketball. Blue team is playing terrible. I mean, that was like his college basketball. Now he actually puts more time into it. But I think Charles would make most anything better. There's some younger people who hate Charles, but I think hockey fans would get tired of Charles. They'd be like, yeah, whatever. Give me somebody who knows hockey.
Yeah, it's one of those sports where if you don't know what you're talking about, they're not gonna be okay with, oh, look at Chuck being all funny and stuff.
No. I don't know. He'd add to any broadcast. I wouldn't mind him if I was a hockey fan.
Well, you wouldn't. You're also not a hockey fan.
Yeah. I'm a hockey fan.
You only care about Granados.
If he was on golf, I would watch it.
You watch him for golf. But that's you. You would watch him on anything.
Yeah,
hockey fans.
I like Chuck. I think
hockey
fans
may not like him.
Yeah, no, they would like him because he's funny. They don't have any
but he
funny.
Can't make jokes about hockey.
That guy
all the time.
Screams Don.
Don Cherry?
Don Cherry, yeah.
That guy is a legend.
Yeah, he's a legend.
He's there, fine. Charles. He says crazy stuff.
He's fine. He's Canadian. Yeah, hey there. Jonathan Fagan has the Rockets taken Klingon or Reed Shepard.
Pretty much the only two names you hear anymore.
He says no, there are several other options in between.
Who?
There's, you know, the French guy. Somebody actually had the French guy falling to the Rockets. The guy that
all I'm seeing is, well, let's break it here.
Zachary Risacker. If the Wizards don't take him, the Rockets will at three.
You just want somebody who can shoot, or you want somebody who can block shots and rebound?
I don't care. Would you be okay with Klingon?
Yeah, I would.
I guess.
It's fine.
856 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've got to break it. Bomani Jones is on the other side. HRP is on this side. All right. Mike Holly and Chris and Kevin and Pluck and all of the great guys over there. Love you. I'm telling you, they do an unbelievable job of making sure that your business is run as efficiently as it possibly can. You're not a payroll guy. You don't know about payroll. You don't know about taxes. You don't know about HR. That's not what you do. You sell your widgets, whatever your widgets are, whatever service it is, or whatever business it is. Even the restaurant business, okay? You've got a big restaurant, and how many employees do you have? Or you are a commercial real estate company. Whatever it is, whatever your company is, you're getting your people with commission or salary or bonuses, and you've got to pay them. You're not good at this. Go be whatever you are and let HR&P be what they are. and that's the payroll company that's going to get it to you technologically perfectly, and they're also going to do, get it more economically for you because that's what they do all the time. You're looking for a great way to get that money to your employees, and you don't do it well, they do. Go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Celebrate Father's Day at J Bar and Barbecue this Sunday from 11 to 4 with a memorable Father's Day